Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les McCrabb. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Les McCrabb. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brancato. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Mac scores. Hemsley moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Walker steals second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brancato fields it and tags Walker, for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Milner covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell. Suter reaches second base with a double. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Indians. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb is 0 for 1 in the game. McCrabb strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Moses steals second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Campbell. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter is walked intentionally. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb is 0 for 2 in the game. McCrabb hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with McCoy covering, for the out. Milner moves to second. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McCoy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moses strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Moses out. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Milner covering. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to McCrabb covering. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert moves to third. Clint Brown now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Chapman moves to third. 2 outs. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb is 0 for 3 in the game. McCrabb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Clint Brown. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. 1 out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCrabb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to third. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.